I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I hear there's a beetle that sets fires in the forests.
Where did you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
Do you believe everything you hear on the radio?
No, especially this time of day.
You're a funny man. Well, the European stag beetle was associated with being a fire starter back in the Middle Ages. The Germanic people associated it with the Norse god Thor, the god of thunder, lightning, and burning embers. And I believe they thought the male stag beetle used its long, tong-like mandibles to carry burning embers into the homes of people that displeased him and set the place on fire. Thor was the god of all sorts of things that were strong, also the god of lightning and oaks. I thought that was kind of interesting because there might be a stag beetle connection there. These beetles breed in oak trees and usually decaying ones, but there could have been decaying parts of a very live tree that possibly was struck by lightning, and maybe they found beetles associated with that. I don't know. But something that's a little more relevant and realistic is a fire beetle that's actually a genus of jewel beetle called Melanophila. Melanophila has been well known to firefighters for years in different parts of the country because the adults are attracted to fires. Female beetles seek out burning wood to lay their eggs. And of course, the advantage for them is that when their eggs hatch, the larvae aren't confronted with the defenses of the tree, sap and all that sort of thing that usually encapsulate eggs or push the eggs out. The shrubs and trees are absolutely defenseless, leaving the larvae to go about their business to feed and develop. The beetles find fires by infrared sensors on the underside of their thorax. Recent studies have shown that the sensors are filled with these water-filled spheres that are about the diameter of a human hair. And these spheres are so sensitive that the moment they detect the radiation, the water inside them immediately expands, which triggers mechanoreceptors that triggers the behavior of the beetles to seek out the fire.
Over what distance?
Researchers also looked into this because they wanted to find out how sensitive these infrared sensors are in the beetles, and they were having some difficulty in getting some recent data. But through historical research, they were able to find that the beetles will fly up to 80 miles to find a fire. And this historical research is based in part on a refinery fire in California out in the Central Valley where there is no forest. But the beetles are typically attracted to industrial fires, smokestacks from refineries or cement plants and that kind of thing, and they'll fly long distances to get there by the thousands. They had these collections of beetles from the 1920s that revealed information regarding the distance and therefore the sensitivity of these receptors. The receptors on these beetles is infinitely more sensitive to infrared detection than anything humans have devised so far. Now the search is on to find and develop sensors that approach the sensitivity of that of the beetles in order to help detect forest fires and other sources of radiation.
Just plug in a beetle.
Just plug in a beetle, right.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.